Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is conspiracies, a lot of them. Conspiracies and Mandela? What do I say? How do I title this?
Conspiracies.
Gay conspiracies.
That's as far as there I got. I was just like, how about this?
I was like, wow, she's starting off strong. And that was it. That was it.
My one thought for the episode is out. Okay, but before we get started, thank you so much for listening. Please, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. It really does help us out. I know you can just look us up every time you want to listen, every Monday with a new episode, but we really appreciate it if you follow or subscribe. It pushes us to more people. And we would love, love, love if you went and followed us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio. There's a link to our Patreon as well as our merch. And a huge shout out to our patrons for supporting this podcast. And thank you to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena for being so generous with your support. We love you. We appreciate you. You're the best.
Absolutely. So you're ready to get into these fucking conspiracies? I will start this off.
Okay.
First of all, I kind of feel like I'm on bath salts today because I'm so tired. So if I make less sense than usual, which is quite a feat in itself, I'm just very tired. Not on bath salts this episode.
Oh my God, fun game. Guess the episode that Sean was on bath salts.
Or like episode 145, I'm on bath salts.
that's the only topic of that. Episode.
Yeah. So,
we're not suggesting the use of bath salts, by the way.
No.
Do we have to say that? I don't know.
I don't think
sometimes
so.
Sometimes I think things are far enough that they don't need a...
Do people do bath salts anymore? I remember, like, that time that I was convinced...
That, like, a lot of people did them.
That, like, and there was all of that media coming out. Maybe this is a conspiracy theory. Yeah. Bath salts conspiracy.
Yeah.
There was all of that media coming out that... Everybody was doing bath salts and, like, eating people.
Yeah, like, eating people's faces.
And I was convinced that, like, this was going to be our, like, World War Z or, like, 28 days later or something. Yeah. I was like, everybody's going to do bath salts and turn into zombies.
I really did think it was going to be a bigger issue than it ended up being.
For sure. Like how when people say when they're younger, they thought that quicksand
was going to
be a more prominent issue in their life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that.
Like quicksand, what's another one that you thought it was going to come up a lot more?
I always
often?
Laugh at the amount of times we had to do, like, stop, drop, and roll in elementary school. And not to say that, like, it's not as extreme as the quicksand, because it's like, yeah, that's fire safety is important, but it felt like it was something that was like,
your school will combust, like, at least 3 times a year.
Yes. And we live in Vancouver, so it's kind of known here that we are on a fault line, like off of the coast, there's a line that they have been saying for the last like 50 years, maybe this is a conspiracy, that there will be a major earthquake.
Yeah, I bet there are no fault lines in the earth.
Yeah.
I bet that's just a line.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
Honey, it's also flat. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, so off the coast, and we do have earthquakes more often than other areas, similar to LA, and you know, we are on off the coast of a fault line. Anyways, they've been saying that basically this shit is gonna go fucking buck.
Yeah.
For the last, like, 50 to 100 years. They're like, this is the year. Like,
right.
The pressure's on. It's gonna happen. Oh, my God. How wild if it happened while we were recording this episode.
Oh, my God. It's like, I'm gonna bust this bitch open.
Don't tempt me. Yeah. So, in elementary school, I wonder, please slide into our DMs over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and let me know if whatever area you live in, they did stuff like this for either earthquakes or natural disasters. But, and I also want to know from you,
this
Sean,
just makes me sad, though, because, like,
did you do this?
Yeah, but then it just makes me think of how, like, all the schools in America have to do, like, active shooter drills.
Oh,
and we don't have to do
so
that.
Oh, that's so fucking awful. Yeah. I can't. Okay, let's stick with the earthquakes. So, my parents, every year, they had to give our school a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Remember? With, like, a fucking quarter in it? Because it was the time when there were still, like, quarter phones?
Yeah.
So, like, aging my 67-year-old self.
A letter. And, like, a granola bar and stuff.
And a photo. Yeah. And a granola bar. And I was like, bitch, if this earthquake goes down, that teacher's not running around with the, like, bucket and, like, handing
literally
out the Ziplocs. Oh, you got a chocolate chip granola bar. Lucky. The person with the, like, nature's...
Your whole family died in the earthquake, but you got a chewy bar.
Have fun getting to a payphone with your quarter. Like, what?
And, like, is there a line of, like, 1,200 kids using a payphone?
They didn't even have one at the school. It was like, did they think we were going to be venturing? Like, looking for safety, trying to find a payphone somewhere? Maybe. But my parents, like, they had to give one to our teacher every single year. And then every year they would, like, send home the letter at the end of the year, like send home the Ziploc, and you'd put in a new granola bar and you'd like send it back. Yeah. I wonder what my parents wrote in that letter.
I read it once.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever read it.
I found one like the years before once. Yeah. And I remember it being like really sad, but like uplifting because they don't want to be like, this is the end of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't really understand, like, is stop, drop, and roll a conspiracy? Because
Does that work?
But also, they're teaching that to kids, but that implies that, like, all the kids themselves are on fire.
Yes, yeah. It's from when you're personally on fire.
Which, like, wouldn't... I don't think, like, all these kids are just gonna burst into flame. Like, I think we'd get out before all of us have to be rolling on the ground. And if we have to... If, like, all of the kids have to be rolling on the ground, I don't think we're making it out. Like, I don't think the rolling is gonna help.
I'm picturing all the kids, like, rolling out of the front door. Yeah. School, like,
stop dropping cartwheel out of the front door.
No, I think it was like if you put your sleeve over a candle or something like that, and like your shirt lit on fire.
It wasn't
that was
like
the
a
intention.
Whole school burning down kind of situation.
No, but it was like very like, yeah, it was wild. But this is how I know I was a fucked up kid. With those letters, I, like, used to hope it would happen because I thought it would be kind of, like, chic. Like, I'd be like, oh, that'll be wild. Like, I'll be, like, in the corner and, like, reading my letter. Like, I wanted the drama.
And one of those, like, tinfoil blankets.
Yeah, I wanted the drama. Oh, yeah. Like, when I...
Oh, the drama of, like, a 10.5 magnitude earthquake.
Well, obviously, I was a kid, so I didn't understand.
The drama of the Earth's crust busting.
Like, I was for sure everyone was going to be okay. I never thought anyone was going to die. I just wanted... Maybe I just didn't want to do schoolwork. I was like, be nice if we all got to, like, I loved fire drills when we all got to go stand outside on the fucking gravel field.
Yeah. Well, oh, this is actually going to tie greatly into conspiracy theory once we get into one 8 minutes in.
Yeah.
But quickly, I just want to say I think it's really funny because they always talk about this fucking earthquake. And it's not that they think it's coming, like, every year. Mm-hmm. There's just a more and more of a buildup.
Yeah.
So they're basically, it probably will release at some point. And since it has such great buildup, it will absolutely destroy you.
Yeah.
But it was funny because we were all in, like, old schools at that time.
Oh,
like,
we would have died for sure.
Now all the schools are, like, very, like, earthquake-proof.
Yeah, what's it called? Like, Sonic or something like that?
Sonic the Hedgehog,
is the engineer, yeah.
What is it called?
It starts with an S, I swear.
I should know this.
Seismic.
Seismic. Yeah, like, all the schools now, and Vancouver is pretty good for, like, having super strong seismic requirements. But back then, like, our schools were made of, like, cinder blocks.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, get under a desk, get in the doorway. I'm like, bitch, this thing's going to be dust.
Yeah, we're literally
like,
toast.
This is going to be...
All the kids just rolling around under the cinder blocks, hoping for the best.
Like, fuck, yeah. Anyways, so this brings me to conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
That whole conspiracy... That when people were in airplane crashes, that you were supposed to put your head between your legs.
Yeah.
And they're like,
killed
this
you on impact.
Yeah. And then they said it was like an insurance thing that it just snapped your neck so they wouldn't have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
That, do you believe that?
No.
Okay. But I did hear from a friend that is a, what is it called?
A pilot?
No.
Stewardess. Flight attendant.
Oh, yeah, flight attendant. They're flight attendant, and they said, basically, if you're going down, you're fucked, right?
For sure.
But they said that the one way that you might be able to survive is if you're in one of the... And the reason you're fucked is because you don't have shoulder straps over top.
Right.
So they're like, even if the plane doesn't crash hard enough to, like, smash the plane up and, like, crush you, then... Your little dinky fucking belt around you, you're gonna fling up past and smoke your head on the top of the plane and break your neck. So the only way that you likely would survive is if you were in one of the flight attendant seats at the front.
Oh, because they're, like, strapped that have
the
in.
Full, like, they're, like, the roller coaster fucking seats.
Yeah.
They've got the straps over the shoulders and around and over even, like, the legs and stuff.
I'm going to say something bold and brave, yeah. though. I really don't think in a plane going down, it has anything to do with
but
the seatbelt.
But what I'm saying is there's a chance, okay? Like,
right.
What I'm
so
saying,
I'm, like, fighting a flight attendant.
No, they say that there's always one more than the amount of flight attendants on the plane.
So you gotta schmooze. There's one. You gotta schmooze there's the flight attendants.
So, bitch, if we're going out, I'm running to
do
the front.
Do they choose? Like, is it, like, Hunger Games style?
No, I think that no one else knows about it, so I just run to the front and get it.
I like the Hunger Games style.
Me and you fighting each other.
Nobody else knows about it? Well, you just fucking expose the secret to our listeners, so it's just going to be gays fighting for that final seat.
Oh my God.
There's a slight rattle. I stand up. It's just visibly queer people around me, and I'm like, shit.
The time I almost went down in a plane on the way to Palm Springs was on the way to Dinosaur. For those that don't know, it's like a lesbian and queer woman event.
Yeah.
In Palm Springs. Anyways, genuinely, I won't get into the story because we need to talk about conspiracy theories, but genuinely, I almost fucking died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And of course, since we're going to Palm Springs, there's like seven other lesbians from Vancouver on that same flight.
Right.
And literally all I could say to my girlfriend, Julia, I was like, fuck, if we go down, the headlines on this, like, 9 lesbians go down in Palm Springs. Like,
Fox News is never going to stop running that story.
I'm like, oh, the local gay bars just, like, having little fundraisers and all of our fucking, all 9 of our fucking names. And it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I was just like, Jesus Christ, can I go back in the closet so I'm not included in this?
Yeah.
The headlines of all the lesbians who crashed on the way down. Yeah. Anyways, are we can we start off with the Mandela effect?
Sure.
Because we mentioned it last time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the kind of main one that when people that aren't even into conspiracy theories, they've heard of the Mandela effect.
Okay.
And if you haven't, very simply, the Mandela effect is when people are convinced that something was once one way and it is now another way.
Well, that's a very simplified way of looking at it.
Yeah. So, for example...
But do you know what what some people think of the Mandela effect is?
It's a glitch.
Well, people think that it's, like, that there are multiple, variations on the same universe happening at the same time.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Like, we're in different layers.
Yeah. Okay. Like, we just picked up on another layer for the thing that we're remembering.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have a few that I'm going to test you on.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to see if...
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
It's like, do you hate me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you. Whenever I have read Mandela Effect things, I'm like, is this how I remember it, or am I just stupid? Like, actually,
no,
though.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to... Did you ever watch the show Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to spell Looney Tunes.
LOONEYTUNES.
Okay. People are convinced...
That it's T-O-O.
T-O-O-N-S.
But that's just
because
cartoon, and it's a cartoons.
Yeah, but why was it tunes? Like,
because it's loony music, motherfucker. I don't know. I just don't... Okay, so pass.
Did Curious George have a tail? The monkey.
Did I ever watch Curious George? I would assume monkeys have tails, so probably.
No.
Okay.
He didn't.
That was a 50-50.
Okay. Spell Febreze.
F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
Okay. Why are you
doing? People think it's Breeze. See, this is the thing. It's like, I think people are just putting words in some of them.
Okay. You know Oscar Mayer Wiener?
Yeah.
Spell that. This is a brand name.
O-S-C-A-R, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's either, I would assume it's M-E, but it's probably M-A-Y-E-R.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's M-E-Y-E-R, but it's M-A-Y-E-R.
Am I just ruining your life right now?
Yes. Okay. you know the Monopoly man, and he has a little monocle?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a monocle.
Oh.
Isn't that fucked up? You agree on that one.
Well, I just took you lied to me.
Everyone remembers him as this with a monocle.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a monocle, but why does everyone think he had a monocle?
I feel like just when people draw old men like that, they always have a monocle. But I will tell you right now, I don't think I've ever played a full Monopoly game, and I think I've maybe played Monopoly twice in my life. Dead serious. So, I'm sorry to this man.
Did you watch Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay, you know C-3PO, the golden robot?
Yeah, the hot one.
Okay. I wouldn't say that, but...
Well, teach their own.
Yeah, exactly. He has one silver leg.
No.
Yes, he does. And no one thinks, everyone thinks he's all gold like that.
I feel like they only show him from the waist up, though.
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
So that's wrong.
Okay, well, they got my ass there.
Okay, the movie ones. I'm sure you've heard of this classic, Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Sure.
Forrest Gump never says it in the movie.
Never seen Forrest Gump.
Oh my god.
But I do know like every single time people say that they attribute it to that movie. Yes. But I've never seen it, so I always
because
just say,
it was
okay.
A line in the movie, but apparently it was never said in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So that line comes from the movie, yet he never says it in the movie.
You feel very passionate about these fucking
chocolates. No, because
chocolates.
That's fucked up. Why would people be so sure that he said, mama used to say, life is like a box of chocolates, and he never fucking said that in the movie.
Oh, see, I didn't know there was, like, the whole my mama thing, too.
No, it's a whole scene. It's a famous scene in the movie where he has a box of chocolates, and he says, my mama used to say, and it's, like, how he explains that, like, sometimes you're going to get good ones, sometimes you're going to get ones that you don't like. It's, like, you don't know what you're going to get dealt. And everyone's a little different, and there's all these different things, like in life.
I get the analogy.
And so there's a whole scene about it, and everyone remembers this as being
Who
a great metaphor
then?
For life. Nobody! Nobody says those words in the movie.
Wait.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Where does that quote come from?
He says something about chocolates, about life, but he never says life is like a box of chocolates. Okay, let me look up what he actually said.
Which is fucked to me.
That is
me
so...
Me never seeing Forrest Gump,
like,
this is spooky. I can't let this
so
one slide.
Fucked up. Okay, I'm finding it. In the meantime, did you know that the Denver airport is the Illuminati headquarters? Because you should look into that one.
That sounds about right, yeah.
That one is wild.
Is this a conspiracy theory of
yeah,
that?
It is.
Okay.
All the... artwork in it is like Illuminati artwork. It's shaped like a triangle. There's all these things about it. Like the symbolism is everywhere in the airport.
We should go to Denver more often.
Okay, what did
like Denver, Colorado?
Gump. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the Illuminati would choose somewhere like different.
In his. Okay. Say. Box of chocolates. This is very important to get to the bottom of people.
I can tell.
Okay.
Riveting content.
Dead air. Why can't I find this? Everything's saying that's what...
Your phone's like,
that's
what movie
says?
Are you talking
and
about?
And I'm like, that's not what he says.
That movie doesn't exist. Who is Forrest Gump?
Okay, I can't talk about this anymore. Okay, the other one from a movie that is really traumatizing to a lot of people, myself included, is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, with the Wicked Queen saying, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Oh, this one, I was like, oh.
It's magic mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's mirror on the wall.
I know. I think, like, who the fuck says magic mirror?
No one would say magic mirror on the wall. It doesn't even
Bitch,
go together.
If you're talking to a mirror and it's doing shit, it's obviously magic.
No, but it's also just, like, part of it. It's, like, mirror, mirror on the wall. Like, she's saying a spell. Why
magic mirror on the wall.
No.
Gut.
So that's wrong.
Okay.
Also, this one is truly traumatizing.
Hit me with it.
Okay. Hannibal Lecter never saying, hello, Clarice.
I did watch that movie when I was like six, so.
That is so famous that he's behind her.
Hello,
and he goes,
Clarice.
Yeah, never says it.
Oh.
You know what he says? Hey, good bitch. Morning. Good morning. Good morning? No. No, everyone does not remember him saying, hello, Clarice.
Good morning.
And really, he's like, good morning. No.
How did that get fucked up?
Because it's a different layer of the universe. There's no other explanation that everyone else thinks said, hello, Clarice. I can even hear it in my mind, him saying it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's, good morning?
Goodest morning, ma'am.
It's also like, if he said, good morning, creepy behind her, then that would be the famous quote. Because the way he said it was so famous, because his acting's incredible.
Yeah.
So, if he said good morning in his creepy way.
Hello, Clarice, sometime in the movie, though?
No.
Ever?
He doesn't say hello, Clarice.
Well, that's not her name. Clarice.
The fact that we remember Hannibal Lecter saying hello, Clarice, or the reality that all he actually said in the movie was good morning.
Oh. Yeah, that one's weird.
Okay, also, you know, we are the champions, queen. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone thinks the song goes, of the world, and everyone sings it at the end.
Okay.
It's not part of the song.
It just ends?
It just ends.
Oh.
So explain that to me. And then explain this was my last one, okay? The Mr. Rogers theme song. This is particularly close to our hearts, signing this off as Sierra on the Gayborhood. Okay?
Right, yeah.
Everyone thinks it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. That's what it is.
Okay.
No, it's not.
All right.
Apparently, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Tell me that's not a fucking lie. That's a lie.
This a instead lie. Of the?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
It just doesn't sound good.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So tell me.
I think it's more concerning that he plagiarized from us. I think that's true. That's a conspiracy theory we should be looking into with our lawyers.
That's true. No, but Sean, it's the. And now, apparently, it's this. And if you go back, he never says the, apparently. Now all the fucking videos say this.
I can tell this really is...
It's unsettling to me because I'm so sure of the other way.
See, do you know what and this is probably why it's not unsettling to me,
yeah,
is because I just think that especially in a world that didn't have a lot of technology, things would just get like shifted, like small shifts would happen, like somebody would just say the instead of this, and then since there wasn't really technology, it would just like balloon like that. Like that's just what people would say to one another. And now that we have technology and we're like looking back on these things, like if you wanted to watch the fucking Mr. Rogers, if somebody was like, what does that say? You'd have to fucking watch it on like a VCR, catch it live. Whereas now we're like, oh, it actually says this. You know?
No, you're wrong.
Or there's 1,000 universes. Exactly.
That's the only explanation.
That one does make a little bit more sense for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It does.
You know what fucks me so much? And I can't be bothered. Oh my God. Me and my boyfriend were talking about this. All this fucking, like, multiverse shit with movies and, like, Spider-Man and shit.
Yeah.
As soon as you open, like, a multiverse, like, you can just get... you can get away with anything.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I just, like...
It's, like, the ultimate loophole.
Yeah.
In storytelling.
And as somebody who hates, like, the thought of space and dying, a multiverse is just... I'm, like... It's just too much.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we're gonna do over on Instagram is I'm gonna post some visual Mandela effects.
Yeah.
And you guys can try and guess which ones are right or wrong at I Can Explain Podcast. That will be up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the little, like, this or that on the Instagram story where people can guess, because some of them are tricky.
Yeah, there's, like, Kit Kat and all those visual
like
ones.
The logos are going to get me started. It hurts.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
My mind. Like, I'm like, that is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we get into some just regular old conspiracy, gay conspiracy theories?
Yeah, I want to talk about your gay conspiracy theories.
Well, I don't have a ton, but I do think there are some interesting ones.
Okay.
And the first one is about this bomb that people thought that the U.S. government was making.
Okay.
And I actually did hear about this. I think we literally talked about this in, like, high school.
Yeah.
Just, like, all these weird things. Mm-hmm. And then, so I just read up about it more. And they say that it's called the gay bomb.
Okay.
And it says the gay bomb or the halitosis bomb. Don't come for me. I'm not science.
I am not personally science. Listen,
I'm not science, so yeah. Don't come for me. It says are formal names of two non-lethal psychochemical weapons that United States Air Force Research Laboratory speculated about producing. The theories involve discharging female sex pheromones over enemy forces in order to make them sexually attracted to each other. The research and notion today is largely ridiculed for the bizarre idea, as well as the non-effects of turning combatants or subjects gay, which to me is, like, literally the funniest thing ever. And then there's, like, other background behind it. But I just think, like, the thought of a gay bomb as like, chemical warfare is so funny to me.
It's so funny.
Because, like, I don't know if that would work out in your favor.
Gays are resilient.
Gays are resilient, and gays are, like, especially because this is, like, the fucking, I assume this would be, like, for World War II is what they're talking about. Like, the fighters were basically all men, so you're going to have all these gay men in the field. I'm like, gay men are vicious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, they would fuck each other. Then when they stop fucking each other, they have no feelings for one another. And then, like, they're just gonna, like, you would take their weapons away and they would still just, like belittle you until, like, you are just a shell. So I'm like, I don't really know if, and, like, they'd be so hard to hit in the battlefield, too, because they'd be, like, death dropping everywhere. And you'd be like, I can't tell if I hit that one or if he just shablammed real hard. Like, it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
I just don't understand what they thought, like, even if it worked, obviously, that you can't turn people gay. Like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. But let's say it worked in some weird world.
That in they one could of the drop thousand this. Universes.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Like, what did they think was going to happen? Like, because all these people were now gay, they were going to be, like, shitty. They're going to lose any of their, like, understanding on, like, war training. Yeah. They're like, I'm gay now, so I suck at things that men do.
Literally.
Like,
what? You a gun.
Like, what? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's wild.
Yeah.
And it's wild when you hear, like, World War II, because it's not even that long ago, and they thought that could be something they could do. Also, the irony that literally, like, at least 1 out of 10 of every one of those men
was already gay and still fighting the war.
Yeah, like, come on.
1 out of 10, probably, like, more than that, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, probably.
So, yeah, you made a gay bomb already. Like, it was happening. In the works.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's one I find really interesting. Another one that I find really interesting is, like, the fact that people think that HIV was, like, created by the government to kill the gays.
Right.
And I don't really know how I feel about that.
I don't know, because, I mean, I do think that the government hated the gays enough that
I think the government still hates the gays and will continue to hate the gays.
Yeah, so I'm like, I mean, I say everything I'm going to say on this episode is take it with a grain of salt when I say
we're two very stupid
things.
People.
It's like I'm saying in a conspiracy, lighthearted, fun conversation way. That I
the
could
background
potentially
is
see
plausible.
that would be plausible.
Yeah.
You know, that there could be some sort of intention there.
Yeah.
But whether they created it or implemented it or not. They definitely didn't try and help anyone or stop it once it got going.
Like, so, the very incredibly limited research there was,
and resources given to gay men once they got HIV.
Yeah.
It's like, whether they created it or not, they probably...
They didn't dispel any of those rumors in the follow-through, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, they didn't hate that it was... seemed to hate so much that it was happening to... And they definitely blamed gay men opposed to helping them, so... I mean...
The thing is, it's so sad that I don't believe this at all. Like, I don't think that's how... That like happened, coronaviruses are started. No. Like, I don't believe any of these fucking COVID that it was started in a lab. Like, I don't believe that. Like, the human body is like so fragile.
Yes.
When you like, everybody's like, it's so resilient. I'm like, it is, but it's also very fragile. And like, the shit that can happen with infections and diseases,
and
like
things morphing and changing.
Yeah.
And everything,
and I'm also like, I don't really think that this is my similar thought about COVID. I don't really think that governments are as advanced as we
people
give them.
Think. I agree. I think people think that it's like that there's some like wildly smart, like
Donald Trump was president. Like, like, we're not really shooting for the stars, you know?
Like, the intelligence level is...
Like, I think movies portray governments as
having
like,
this crazy level of technology
and
that
like,
no one
it's
else
like
knows.
It's like the heads of like, everybody is so smart. I'm like, literally, it's just like, white straight men whose dad had
right
money
place, right
and then
time,
he got higher up
knew
and
the
then
right people.
Yeah, like I'm like it's
not really not that serious. No.
So I'm like, do I really think that the government created this like specific disease to target homosexual men? Probably not. They're not that good at murdering
anything.
People. Yeah.
They're not good at anything, to be honest.
They're not smart enough for that. But yeah, it's also sad though, what I was getting to is that we can pause and say that there's like plausibility because that's how much like governments don't support queer people and also have laws and backing against us already.
Yes,
so it's 100%. Like we can literally be like, oh, I could see it,
which is
so depressing.
Fucked.
Yeah.
It's so depressing.
Yeah.
That would be the case. Whereas like if a disease of any sort was happening to, you know, a white male community that were straight.
Yeah.
Like, that shit would be figured out so fucking fast, it wouldn't even be fucking funny.
Literally. Or if they were like, oh my god, there's this new disease that's targeting MILFs. Like, you know that'd be solved next week. You know that would be solved next week.
You know, the priorities
they're
are
gonna
society.
Save the MILFs.
Yeah, they are. The Real Housewives cast are safe.
Exactly.
They're good.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one for you that is not a gay specific.
Okay.
Except for the fact that gays really stan this movie, specifically lesbians.
Okay.
So the movie Frozen, Disney movie, the lesbians really stan it because like Elsa and all that stuff.
Yeah, that Elsa's a lesbian.
Elsa's a lesbian. The conspiracy theory is...
That the shop owner has kids. Oh, sorry. Do you hear about that one too?
No, okay. But I need to hear that next. Like, what the fuck?
That they're like, yee-hee.
Yeah.
Has like a gay husband and kids.
Anyways, oh my god, where's the receipt?
Apparently there's like a photo in the like shop that's like him with another man and kids.
Oh my god.
Or something
god.
Like that, yeah.
I like that one. Yeah. Okay, no, this isn't
as gay family.
Cute. This one isn't as cute.
Okay.
So Walt Disney has for years there's been a conspiracy about the fact that he has his frozen body is somewhere.
Yeah, we talked about this, how I wanted to bring him back to life to ask him if he is frozen.
Yes. Which is apparently he's used cryogenics technology to freeze himself. He's somewhere, and then they're going to fucking thaw his ass out when they know that they can keep him alive for however long. So the conspiracy theory, which again, we're only going very light on these conspiracy theories, but if you're interested in any of these, I highly recommend just searching any of them on YouTube because there will be hour long YouTube videos about them. And I watched one on this and it was quite fascinating. And again, I don't actually believe it, but it's interesting to see how they spin it and like the little like, tip offs and little things that they get really into. But they say that the Walt Disney Company and his remaining family created Frozen as a way to hack Google's search algorithm to distract consumers from information about the late Walt Disney's possible Frozen procedure.
Like Frozen Disney.
Yes.
Instead of
If people search Walt Disney Frozen, now it's so convoluted with Disney's Frozen, the movie.
That they forget that he's under that the earth.
To find the information, it's so deep into the Google algorithm, it's so hard to get to. Whereas before, in the video that I watched, they compared, like, if you used to search Disney Frozen, like, every article, everything was about how Walt Disney's Frozen.
Right.
And, like, quote unquote proof that he is and where they think he is and stuff like that. Yeah. And now it's like, if you go to like the 100th page of Google, it's still nothing there because it's all about Disney Frozen, like Elsa and everything.
Right. I don't believe that, but I do think that is really funny.
But it is funny.
Yeah.
So, that's a little fun one. This is another one that's kind of interesting to me. And I do think it's so funny that a lot of conspiracy theories are just because the government or scientists don't actually know certain things.
Yeah.
So, people assume that means that they're hiding things.
Yeah.
And so this one is that the Earth is hollow.
Mm.
And the reason that there's this whole community that believes the Earth is hollow is because in 2014, scientists released findings that they're not actually certain what the Earth's core is, like what it's made out of. So people took that as is like they don't know that the Earth has a core or that they like there isn't one.
Right.
So it's like was spun in a way of like we don't know that what it's made of. So people thought, oh, that means it must not be there.
We don't know what it's made of. Could be absolutely nothing. Could be just a ball pit.
So people think if they like drilled down far enough, it would just be like the hole in the center of the Earth.
That kind of calms me for some reason.
That scares me. What if you got trapped in that hole?
I think you'd have bigger problems. And now I'm honestly just thinking about the search history diversion.
Yes.
And how smart it is.
Oh, yeah. Because
say I shit myself in public.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I dropped my ID and people were like videotaping it.
Yes.
And it's like me like visibly shitting myself. Yeah. And it's like, oh, look. Like,
yeah.
His name is Sean Lust.
Sean Lust.
Sean Lust shitting. Shits himself.
Yeah.
So then I could make like a movie
you
called
a movie.
Shits Himself.
Yes.
Blockbuster hit.
Yes.
And now when people type Sean Lux shits himself, they get my movie.
Oh my God, so smart.
You could do it with anything.
Oh my God, you could do it with anything.
Yeah, like Sean Lux cries alone in McDonald's from depression and they don't have a lot of vegan items.
Coming to a theater near you.
Nobody would ever get the video they want.
Exactly.
So, and free promo as well.
Yes. So that's just a tip to anyone out there who might ever get canceled.
If you shit yourself.
Just
find a Hollywood producer.
And cover your tracks with the movie.
A simple blockbuster hit.
Why do more people not do this?
I don't know. It's a clearly flawless plan. Before this, I mean, we still have like a little time, but before the end, I do think we need to talk about the most iconic one, which is the Earth being flat.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because I kind of love it. Because
the Earth would be flat?
I just kind of love, like, it makes more questions than it solves.
Yeah, it does.
Like, what is on the other side?
Because
it's a coin. They think, like, the government controls, like, one side. Apparently.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen the documentary about flat earthers?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of documentaries. The one where at the end, always kind of made me sad
when they
them.
Shoot the laser.
Yeah, and they thought it was going to work and then it didn't work. It was so
sad. I almost peed myself in my living room. Sean must pee himself in his living room coming soon.
2023.
It was the funniest thing. When they're like, huh. And that's literally how it ends.
Yeah. And it's just them scratching their little eyes.
Yeah.
So basically, if you haven't seen the documentary, what's it called?
I think it's literally called Flat Earthers. Yeah.
It was a good documentary, actually.
Good,
and it's about them, like, all meeting up and all the, like, kind of, like, leaders. There's, like, the podcaster and, like, you know, whatever, that do all these meetups for Flat Earthers. And they're all about, like, proving it right. And so they finally, like, fundraise and, like, get enough for this, like, crazy-ass laser that basically, because the curvature of the Earth, like, their argument is if you, from a certain distance, can shoot a laser straight and hit an object straight. So like, let's like picture a bullseye, but like put it a kilometer away.
Yeah.
Then it means that the Earth is no flat curvature. Because it otherwise it would go like above the bullseye because it's like technically the earth is curving down. If that makes any sense. Watch the movie. So they set up this whole movie, you know, there's all these meetups and they're all talking about all the reasons they think the earth's flat and they're gonna do this big experiment at the end.
Honestly, I thought the laser was gonna fucking hit.
No, I was like,
I was like,
I was kind of hook, line, and sinker, bitch. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, I'm about to be convinced of something, and then now I gotta drink the juice. Like, literally. I gotta get on it. Like, I can't see scientific evidence and then disagree with these fuckers. Like, what they're saying makes sense. So literally, it's like the last, like, literally 5 minutes of the movie, and they fucking turn on this laser, and they're like, oh, it's not hitting. And the guy's like, oh. Like, must be, like, not working or something like that. But it's, like, the reason it's not on their, like, bullseye is because it's going over top of it. And they're trying to figure this out. They think there's, like, something wrong with the laser. It's not powerful. The light's not getting far enough. And then, long story short, they finally, you see that moment of realization where, like, I don't exactly remember how it happens, but, like, they move the thing up or something and it hits it. They, like,
hold a piece of paper up or something.
And they're like, oh,
fuck. It literally ends on them just going, huh.
And then the guy, like, asked the main guy, he's like, so what are you guys gonna do now? He's like, well, we gotta go back to the drawing board with this laser. I'm like, what? To try and make it work?
That's the best part is, like, when all these people, and it happens in, because I love conspiracy theory documentary, there's this whole thing that people are trying to make the science work for them, which is not how science works. Like, science is literally, like, the answers you need. Yes. So it's, like, you should be doing the science, and then that will give you your answer.
And you're also scientists, like, say all the time, they do the science to try and prove themselves wrong. Like, they're literally looking for new things that tell them that once what they once knew is no longer correct.
Exactly.
Whereas conspiracy theories, people are just trying to find science that somehow matches up to what they're saying.
They have one very specific point to prove, and they're going to make a science, in quotes, air quotes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't had cracky fingers in a while.
Oh, God.
They're not very cracky today.
I can't hear anything anyways because I don't have the headphones in, but our poor listeners got to listen to your
They're not really cracking.
Fingers. I'm like, ew! Oh! Oh, my God. I need to issue an apology to all of our fucking listeners.
Trigger warning.
Oh, my God. It doesn't work when you say it afterwards. I know. They're all gone. They're all gone.
They've left. Unsubscribed.
Oh, my God. Sean cracks his fingers coming next Christmas.
I have nothing to hide. If it's just a movie of me cracking my fingers. People want to see it. I also just love that, like, do people not understand how orbiting in space would just never make a coin?
What does that mean?
Like, everything, everything basically, or like most things, it's like sea rocks, like pebbles.
Yes.
They're just like churn so
like
often that they're a sphere and they're turning, and that's how everything with all like gravity and the gravitational pull and all that. Like basically most things are spherical.
Yes.
And they think suddenly that Earth is just like this flat coin.
It's so crazy to me. Also the fact that they genuinely believe this is what trips me out, that you can get to the end of it. Like the fact that they think that you can like go off on a boat off the side of it.
Well, I don't get why. How haven't they found the end then?
I will say that it did trip, like, before, one of the things that had me a little hook, line, and sinker was when they were talking about the airplane paths. And I was like,
I don't.
There's a section in the movie that they're talking about how, because they flatten it, right? Like a map.
Right.
And they're like, see, like, why do airplanes go from here to here to here when it would be faster for them to go, like, around, like if it was a Earth, then they would just go around. But they have to go from this corner to this corner.
But it's because like they don't like to fly a plane over like a giant body of
water. Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you look at it flattened, it does look like they're trying to avoid the edges.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, oh.
You're like, no, they're just trying to avoid going down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with no fucking fuel.
Okay, I have one more because I feel like this is I feel like this could be like a gay male icon.
Okay.
Okay. Bigfoot.
Okay. Very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Sexy, hairy. Yeah. The king of all bears,
absolutely.
Some might say.
Yeah.
Do you think he's real?
No.
I do.
Okay.
I like to think that he's real.
Okay.
A lot of people think they've seen them.
Well,
And okay. I respect that.
Is that just... I don't know. I don't really believe in, like, any of those creatures just because, like, I like the allure of, like, Ogopogo and all that and Sasquatch and all that shit. But I'm just like, we the only thing we don't know about at this point in life mm-hmm. is, like, mind you, we're still finding new species and all that, but we would...
Species.
The only thing that we're, like, really unsure of is mm-hmm. things at the bottom of the fucking ocean.
Yeah, like the deep ocean.
That shit, I'm like, Ogopogo could genuinely live there and we would have no idea.
Yeah,
maybe Bigfoot is actually, like, a marine creature.
What about
and
a,
lives at the bottom of the
I
ocean.
I like to think that there's, like, a whole other, like, mermaid kingdom down there.
Yeah, Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice yeah. thought.
But I feel like somebody would have shot Bigfoot by now.
That's true.
That's genuinely how I feel.
Yeah. That's the thing with most of these kind of creatures. I agree. Like, at this point, someone would have shot them. Even, like,
some
mermaids,
white
when
dentist
people say that.
Would have hunted Bigfoot. Yes. Like, you know, when they're like, oh, I saw him walking past a tree. Like, you're telling me that, like, some fucking dentist on a that's paid trip hunting. Isn't going to shoot, like, a bazooka at it?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
There's no chance. There's literally no chance.
I know. Like, I totally agree. Yeah. That's the same thing, I think, with mermaids. Like, what we talked about with Seaspiracy, how they literally just, like
troll the ocean.
Troll, like, drag everything out of the ocean. Like, you're telling me a mermaid at no point gets trapped in one of those fucking gnats?
Literally.
Never?
That the fucking Little Mermaid... remix?
Remix?
The, like, the remake, the live-action remake? Yeah. They better fucking talk about how our oceans are garbage.
Oh, yeah. She, like, almost gets caught in
look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Just kidding. I have so much of it. It's sea plastic. That's the new song.
Oh, my God. She doesn't actually choose to go to land. It's her getting trolled in a...
In Prince Eric's trolling ship in the Williamson whaling vessel.
Oh my God, see, that would be...
That's what we need.
That's what we need
that's
for
what
sure.
We need. Yeah.
All right, well, now that we've solved all of the world's biggest mysteries...
Now I'm just thinking of fucking Little Mermaid songs.
I know, I love
look
that.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Please yeah. throw out your styrofoam after you eat. Or something like that. Recycle, you know?
So I don't think you're allowed to have styrofoam anymore in BC.
Bitch, I'd be seeing mad styrofoam.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ariel better fucking get her little tuna ass out here.
I used to always wonder where their vagina was when I was a kid and watched that. I'd be like...
That's gross. You couldn't have just...
I was a,
you
I,
couldn't
I
have
know,
just watched this
kid.
Cartoon fish girl and not thought about her pussy.
I was very attracted to Ariel. Okay. Might have been one of the first crushes
okay.
I had.
Okay, I see that.
You know. Just, you know, questions. Kids gotta know. Like, yeah. Where's your vagina, bud?
Yeah.
Like, seems like you might have one, but we can't find it. Like, is there just a hole
the butthole's more interesting to me. Not to, like,
yeah,
have
or
sex
the asshole.
With, but, like... Are they just like...
The butthole's more interesting to you, of course.
But not for sexing this time. For fish pooping is what I'm thinking.
Okay, we need to get the fuck out of here. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to follow or subscribe. Head over to our Instagram and give us a follow at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will see
you around
the
gay brunch. Wow, quality content always.